From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration appeared to downplay the significance of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's resignation following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter Tuesday, in his words, "The real story here is why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington?" White House spokesman Sean Spicer later said Mr. Trump asked for Flynn's resignation because of, in his words, again, eroding trust. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump made the right decision to ask for Flynn's resignation.
"I think the key is this, that as soon as this person lost the president's trust, the president asked for his resignation, and that was the right thing to do."
Here now from Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
"If, in fact, the Justice Department alerted the White House, alerted White House counsel, weeks ago that Flynn had lied about his discussions with the Russian ambassador, it is inconceivable to me that the White House counsel would have kept that to himself. So others in the administration were aware that the National Security Advisor of the United States had misled other administration officials who had in turn misled the American people."
U.S. news accounts say Flynn and the Russian ambassador discussed sanctions former President Barack Obama imposed on Moscow late last year for its interference in the U.S. presidential election in an effort to boost Trump's chances of winning. Trump named another retired Army General, Keith Kellogg, as his acting National Security Advisor, with at least two other former ranking military members in line to become the permanent National Security Advisor. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense.
"NATO's continuous adaptation requires responsibilities to be shared fairly among allies. Fair burden sharing and increased defense spending underpins the transatlantic alliance. So we will, at our meeting, stress the importance of fair burden sharing and higher defense spending for the alliance."
Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are going to meet the target goals for donations. NATO ministers will meet for 2 days beginning Wednesday. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures.
"We're handing out pillows and blankets, our main thing, but as you can see behind us, we all..."
Meantime, President Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile program a big, big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapons system using a mobile launcher. South Korean authorities say the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday in Malaysia. South Korean media reported North Korean female agents using poisoned needles killed Kim Jong-nam at Kuala Lumpur International Airport as he waited to board a plane. An investigation is underway into the circumstances surrounding his death. In other news, President Trump a step closer to filling his cabinet Tuesday after the Senate confirmed the former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to head the Small Business Administration. On Monday, the Senate confirmed Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary, former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin. Monday, with the Republicans lining up in support of Mnuchin and the Democrats in opposition. Once again, our top story. Here in Washington, the resignation of Michael Flynn as the National Security Advisor. Here in Washington, President Trump has named an interim, and at least three other ranking former military officers are in line to become the permanent National Security Chief. From here in the nation's capital, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.